Merry Christmas. Let's talk about it today. And we're just going to roll. See what we can find. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not what? But have everlasting life. You talk about hope. That's incredible. God did not give His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. We're just walking with it. I love this statement. I heard this years ago. I read it somewhere, maybe back in seminary when I was a young man. Or I heard some old preacher say it. I can't even remember. But I love this statement. God did not give His one and only Son, Jesus, to make bad men good or to make good men better. But, say it with me, to make dead men live. Don't you like that? Come on. Come on. Dead men live. Jesus Christ, God gave His Son for us. You talk about incredible hope. One of my favorite verses, too. I've got so many. John 10:10, the thief, he doesn't come to make you live. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Satan, the old wicked one, the devil, he didn't come to make you live. The thief comes not, but for to what? Steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus says, say it with me, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more, or life to the full. The message today, are you hearing it already? Hope. 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 Merry Christmas. Because of Jesus, we have hope. Amen. Come on. He's incredible. Because of Jesus, I have a what? I have a future, man. That's what we're talking about today, hope. And we're just rolling. Rod, you've got to stay with me, brother. I have hope. I have hope because of Jesus Christ. So say it with me one more time. Hope, 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 Mary. Let's talk about it. We're rolling. So what is hope this morning? A lot of times we think hope is, well, I hope so. Well, maybe. That's how we use it. That's what that word has turned into in our culture a lot of times. You coming over, well, I hope so, and you know you ain't seeing them. Say, you know what I mean? It's like, I'll get around to it. What? All right? That's not the idea of hope in the Bible. That's not the idea of hope. God didn't give His Son for you to die on the cross, to raise from the dead, to shed His blood now, and God accepted that shed blood sacrifice of Jesus on your behalf and on my behalf. He did not do all that so you could have a maybe. You hearing me today? He did that so you could have hope, hope. You can have a future. You can have a life. What does the word hope mean in the Bible? Say it with me. It is a confident. One more time. It is a. If you ask a lot of people, we could probably even have polled you this morning when you came in. If you died, do you know for sure you'd go to heaven? And many of you would probably say, well, I hope so. That's not a good answer. Unless you say, I hope so, and that means I'm absolutely certain of it. I'm confidently expecting to go to heaven. You understand? Yes or no? The word hope is a very confident hope. It's a word that speaks with confidence. Keep looking. It's not a shot in the dark. That's not what we're doing with Jesus. It's something what? Solid. Look at it, after all these years, what are we doing? Christmas. We're celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, and you can say, yeah, and I agree with you, Christmas has gone this way and it's gone that way or whatever. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of people around this world giving praise and glory to Jesus Christ. Is that what's happening? Absolutely. Amen. Easter rolls along, and I understand that. But, you know, Easter, you know, people think this and people think that. But I tell you, do a lot of people around this whole world just really celebrate Jesus? Amen? I'm sure they do. Amen? You can have a confidence. The thing that we trust in and the person of Jesus Christ we trust in is alive and real. Amen? You hearing me today? I see people's lives changed all the time. I'm sitting in the catbird seat. Amen? I get to see people's lives change and them talking to me. I was at that kids' event yesterday, and I saw young families who, before we started Fellowship Church, these young families did not even exist. The husband didn't know the wife. The wife didn't know the husband. The children were not even. But through a ministry called Fellowship Church, people are seeing and loving each other, and families are born. I see people that had no hope that now have hope. It's crazy. And I see new ones coming that want hope. Amen? This is an incredible thing. Christmas. Hope. It's about hope. It's a firm what? Belief. Hope. We want to talk about it today. The world in which Jesus Christ came didn't have much hope. The world He came didn't have a whole lot of hope. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, it's about 400 years since the last prophet had spoken to Israel. Now, you might not think, well, 400 years, and that's not a long time compared to the Bible. That's true. But you know what? Our country's not 400 years old, is it? No. It's a long time. God had not spoken to Israel. The world didn't seem to have much hope at that time. Israel was now ruled by the heavy hand of the Roman Empire. Okay? Was not a good thing. Wicked who? Herod was the what? He was the king. This is the world in which Jesus came. There wasn't a whole lot of hope when Jesus came. And they actually wondered, will the Messiah what? Ever come. People probably say that today. You talk about Jesus coming in. Just pie in the sky, by and by. Listen, my timetable isn't His timetable. Amen? My thoughts aren't His thoughts. My ways are not His ways. His ways are higher than mine. He's got it all planned. I believe that with my whole heart. They had those same questions. The world into which they came. So because Jesus hadn't come, or just because this, or people say that, should we give up on hope? Yes or no? No. When you have no hope, you have no what? Flat out. This is just plain English. When you don't have hope in your life about something, you're dead in the water. Keep looking. Let's look at what the Bible says about hope. Jesus Christ is our hope. Hope, hope, hope. Merry Christmas. He's our hope, man. When you don't have hope, here's what the Bible says. Say it with me. You're what? When you don't have hope, you're sick. Jesus came to give us hope. Hope deferred makes the heart what? But when the desire comes, it's a what? Everything you need to have abundant life and life to the full, Jesus Christ came and gave. You can have a great life. Would you say that with me? I can have a great life. Say it with me. I can have a... One more time. I can have a... I meet people all the time, and I can relate to them because I've been through it, that think their life revolved around some person. Did you know your life doesn't have to revolve around a person on this planet? Did you hear me or not today? You can have a life with God, a life full of life. And you can share your life with a person, but who says your person's got to give you life? Jesus Christ gives me life! Are you hearing me today? To know that I matter to Him, no matter what, if everybody turns and walks away, He's a faithful God. Are you hearing me today? Hope! You need to have hope. You're just a better person when you have hope. Amen? You feel better? Come on! Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Thank God Jesus came and gives us hope. We don't have to be sick. I talk to people again all the time. We dwell on the things that's happened to us and we can't move forward. How many of that's happened to you a little bit in your life? You see what I'm saying? Listen, you can move forward. Not by pulling up your own bootstraps, but by anchoring and standing on Jesus and knowing He loves you. Man, nobody's ever loved you like Him. Amen? And believing that. I can't believe for you. There's a lot that He has for your life. And it's a lot of hope, man. Hope was born that night when Jesus came. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise when, as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, before they had sex, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, he was a just man. He was a righteous man. He didn't want to make her a public example, but man, she's pregnant. He was minded just to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, the son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary for your wife, for that which is conceived in her, say it with me, is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. Say it with me, would you? And thou shalt call his name, one more time, thou shalt call his name, say this part with me, for he shall save his people from their A lot of people don't know what the name of Jesus means. It means God saves. The name of Jesus. Isn't that the most hopeful sound ever? Say, God saves. Hope. Jesus. Hope was born that night. And so Joseph didn't have sex with her. That's what the Bible says. Until she brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name. Say it with me. Which means God saves. Hope was born that night. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Say it with me. Which is Christ the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hope was born that night. So without hope, your heart's sick. But thank God Jesus came. You don't have to be sick. Amen. Say. If somebody's walked out of your life, if you've been hurt, if you've been abused, God did not do that. God loves you. He is your hope. Are you hearing me today or not? Man, hook your wagon to Him and see if you don't have a great life. Are you hearing me now? People will be amazed. Are you kidding me? You're doing good. Well, why wouldn't I be? Say, hook to Jesus. My hope is in God. That's what the Bible says. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? What's the Bible say? Say it with me. Hope thou in God. You don't have to be in the funk and the mess. I know it's hard. But listen, put your hope in God. Know that this is not a shot in the dark. Know that you can have confidence that He loves me and I matter to Him. Amen. Say, wait a minute. For I shall yet what? Who is the what? Health of my what? How many of you have had mess happen to you? You've known other people have mess too? It shows all over their face. Say. It don't just show over your face. Sometimes it gets down in your bones. You ever been like that? Just so messed up and so sick and so whatever, run over by a truck? And you can't even hardly move and you just get sick? That's what I'm saying. Jesus Christ came to give you hope. Are y'all hearing me? And to put a smile on your face. Here's my philosophy. If you got teeth, show them. Or you can do like my brother Ray did. Go to Florence and buy you a set of them. Whatever. Go get them. They're $99. Big billboard right outside of Florence. I'm sorry. I love you, Ray. I know you watch online. But anyway, come on. Hope in God. Amen. Keep going. So, hope does something else. Say, hope what? Hope saves. For we are saved by what? Say that with me again. We are saved by, is a hope a maybe so? Are we saved by a shot in the dark? No, we're saved by a confident belief in Jesus. Did you hear me? We are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet what? Hope for it. But if we have hope for that we see not, then do we with patience what? Wait for it. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. Hope, though we don't see it. You're crazy, Clark. You believe in Jesus, you never did see Him. No, but He's in my life. He's changed my life. He's changed the life of, I've seen personally, thousands of others. He's got me through some serious mess. He can be trusted. Amen. Changed my life. Amen. Come on. Have I seen Him? Nope. Do I know Him? Yep. He speaks to me often, as goofy as that might sound to some of you. And a lot of times that is goofiness. I hear it on TV myself.
goofy things.
But he does say, his sheep hear my voice, and his sheep know my voice, and they what? They follow me. Just because I ain't seen him doesn't mean I don't know him. Amen? Come on. So without faith, it's impossible to please him. We must believe that, you know, that God is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently what? And that's the beautiful thing about not seeing God. Keeps you looking for him. Amen. Say, come on. Situations in my life, where'd you go, God? He's like, come on, you can find me. Come on, you just keep looking. Amen. Say. And he's always near. Isn't that the truth? I'll never leave you or what? Forsake you. I'm a friend that sticks closer than a what? Brother. Amen. Come on. So, with that, it's you're sick, but we're seeing all kinds of good things about hope, 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 Merry Christmas today. Hope does what else? It what? Cheers. Okay. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by what? Faith into this grace wherein we what? Maybe so, shot in the dark, or are we standing? We're standing. And we what? Rejoice in what? We rejoice in what? Amen. Of the glory of God. Some people say, I'd just never be happy again. Used to be happy. They shattered my world. Won't you quit making somebody else your world? Say. You have every reason to get up every day and be happy. Did y'all hear me? Yes or no? But you don't live my life, preacher. You might be surprised. I might have lived close. That's got nothing to do with it. He has everything to do with making you happy. Yes or no? Say, come on, church. You can be happy because of him. I have hope. Nobody can take that from me. Only I can dampen that down where it's not alive in my life. I don't want to live life like that. Amen. Hope cheers. Now, sometimes I'm just like everybody else. Down. Ticked off. You don't want to tick me off. One day a guy ticked me off. I jumped all over him. He said, you're not supposed to do that. You're a preacher. I said, I'm just like you. I just jumped all over you, didn't I? I'm sorry about it. But you know what I'm saying? So I get in the flesh a little bit, too. I'm not making excuses for it. I have to confess sin. I may have to still confess sin in your life. Anybody in the room? That's me, brother. But I'm going to tell you something. Anytime I get down or anytime I get away or anytime I get in the flesh, it's me that gets away from rejoicing in the Lord. It's me that gets away from being happy. It's me that gets away from this. Not him moving. Amen? Say, no. You can have a great life and you can have a great Christmas. Hope cheers your heart, man. Hope ain't boring you to tears with all this good news. These things have I spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have what? But be of good what? I have overcome the... Woo! You kidding me? You've overcome the world? Yeah. You follow me, man. We'll go places. Amen? Say. Be encouraged. Lift your head up. Wow, this hope, 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 Merry Christmas stuff's pretty good. Santa Claus stole this. Hope secures. Secure. You mean I can be secure even when others might walk out of my life? I can still get up every day. I can be happy in the Lord. I can still praise Him and thank Him. I can walk with Him. Yeah. Hope secures that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to what? We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the what? Boy, you ought to grab hope with both hands and hang on. Don't you ever let go of hope. Amen? We fled for refuge and we lay hold upon the hope that's set before us. Which hope, say it with me, I love this. Which hope we have as a what? Of the what? Is this a good Christmas message? I like it. Hope, 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 Merry Christmas. Come on. Are you kidding me? You mean hope is the anchor of my soul? Yeah. That confidence. Okay. Trouble's going to come and it's going to rock your boat. But that boat's solid. Amen? It's got an anchor. Yeah, but I'm feeling like I'm going over here. I know you do, but you're fine. Hang on. You've got an anchor, man. Both sure and what? I love this part. And which enters into that within the what? Jesus Christ went into that Holy of Holies behind that veil, the mercy seat where the blood was sacrificed and offered to God. Jesus Christ went into that veil. He gave His own life. He shed His own blood on that mercy seat. Jesus Christ is our mercy seat so you and I can meet God. Oh my, that is strong. Nothing can move that. I'm sorry for pain. I'm sorry for struggle in your life. But that has zero to do with you being moved. You're steadfast. You're secure. You're solid in Christ. That's reality. Come back to reality, would you? Amen? You can have a great life. Life isn't over. In hope or confidence of eternal life, say this with me, which God, that what? Cannot, what? Promise before the world, what? Hope, hope, hope. Merry Christmas. This is pretty good stuff. I thought I'd be done by now. Hope fills. Now the God of hope do what? Come on, church. Now the God of hope what? Fill you with all and in believing that you might abound in what? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Wow. You mean, preacher, if I press in towards hope, if I push toward hope, if I hang on to hope, if I believe in hope, you mean, wow, I can have an abounding life or an abundant life? You know what Jesus said? I'm come that you might have what? And that you might have it more what? Abundantly. Wow. Love that verse. Hope fills. Keep looking. Wow, verses like this make sense then. I can do what? All things through who? Who strengthens me? Yeah. Hope. Hope, man. Hope. You mean maybe? No, sir. You can. Beautiful. Hope endures. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance, say it with me, of hope unto the what? To the end. Don't lose hope. You don't give up hope. Hope, 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 Merry Christmas ain't just for Christmas. All year, baby. You're taking hope from me. Hope endures, teaching them to observe all things which I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you what? Did he say always? Even unto the end of the what? Or the end of the age. Hope endures. Hope speaks. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always. Be ready always. I know I've driven many of you crazy this morning. Clark's up there just speaking about hope. Speaking about hope. I wish you'd shut up. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready what? Always to give an answer to every man that asks you the reason of the what? That's in you. And I struggle with this part, the meekness, with the meekness. With meekness and fear, okay? Wow. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Amen? Come on out there. You get out there and you have hope this Christmas. Hope, hope, hope. Merry Christmas. I love this. Hope blesses forever. If in this life we only have hope in Christ, we're all men most what? But now is Christ risen? We ain't hoping He's going to rise from the dead. He is risen from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, right now living, making intercession for you. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and He's become the first fruit of everyone that's dead, that's gone to that grave. He's up from that grave, and you're going to be up from that grave. You hear me? Yes or no? Come on. It'll bless you forever. Keep looking. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Maybe so, huh? No. The victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye what? Does that sound like maybe so? There, be what? Unwhat? Does that sound like confidence? Always a what? In the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is what? In vain, in who? Hope, man. Hope, hope, hope. Merry Christmas. Have hope this Christmas. You all right? You should be all right. You've gone to the Word today. You've got you some hope today. Come on. Can we say it real loud? Here we go. Come on. Hope!